First of all, thank you for coming and talking to me. I'm so happy to be in Turkey. It's my favorite country, and sitting here on the bank of Bosporus in this great, wonderful hotel, it gives me this feeling of at home. My name is Bashir Qureshi. I am originally from Pakistan, but I live in Denmark, and I work with NGOs for the last 32 years, working with Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, discrimination, racism, all those issues which ethnic minorities, both religious and ethnic, are facing in European continent. Jewish people and Christian people are people of the book. Yeah. In Quran, they are called al-kitab. We can marry with them, we can have business with them, we can eat with them, we can have beautiful relationship with them, and we had it for thousands, hundreds of years.
Yes.
So what you are telling me is against Islam, it is against Islamic teaching, and it's against our own history. Because if you look at the Ottoman Empire, they have been in Europe, half of the Europe under them, and they showed them most of the time beautiful way of ruling the countries. And then we say no, Islam, if somebody insults Quran or insults Prophet, we should kill him. Islam does not allow that. So I think we have to unify the Muslim communities and present a picture which actually tallies with what Islam teaches.
Yes.
There is another hadith from Prophet that to attain knowledge is every Muslim's duty from cradle to the grave. You should never stop educating yourself.
Yes.
You should never stop learning new things. And Muslims should be proud that they have a past where they have created amazing scientific development,
definitely,
scientific discoveries. But again, as long as the Muslims were thinking rationally and thinking scientifically, they were developing all the time.
Yeah.
But no sooner they stopped and started using culture and religion, degradation came. So my request to the Muslim brothers and sisters is go back to the scriptures, go back to the knowledge of Quran, go back what Islam teaches you, so that first you become a better insan, a better human being, then you become a better husband or a wife, you can become a better neighbor, you can become a better sports person, in every which way you will develop.
Definitely.
And this should be our aim.
Yes.
1960s, there was a very nice socio-economical, political cooperation between Pakistan, Turkey and Iran. It was called Regional Cooperation Development. Let's start there again. Look, can you imagine that Pakistan, Iran and Turkey get together, not as a country but as a federation or loose federation. You have oil, you have atomic power, you have all the industry in Turkey, you have huge manpower, almost 400 million. It will be just like European Union.
Definitely.
And then, once you have made these three different countries together, and then other countries can join it.
Definitely. Immediately,
because
Turkey and Pakistan comes together, other countries will follow.
Exactly. And why I'm saying that, in European Union, they started with two countries. They started with France and Germany, who after Second World War were tired of killing each other. So they say, let's sit down and compete against each other. So they made the first agreement was about iron and coal.
Yeah.
And look, we're European Union.
Yeah.
Why can't we? Look, we...
We can do much better, actually. It's an economic union.
Exactly. Muslim countries control 70% of the world energy resources. They have 1.7 billion people. They have scientists. Pakistan have the fifth largest reservoir of scientists and engineers. Turkey has huge reservoir of young people. So let's start there. This is my wish, and I hope one day, and Turkey should take a lead in that.
Yeah.
I have requested that.
Experience, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. It was a great pleasure and honor to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.